Yeah, delighted, obviously, to get over the line. And, you know, I said at the start of the campaign, the best way for me to lead as captain is to score runs. So it's nice to get the boys over the line. But, yeah, halfway sort of stage, we're staring down the barrel. They bowled well to me. I was struggling to time it. And changed my bat, a bit of luck, and then they started to miss the hole a little bit. So, yeah, it was just so happy to get over the line.
I didn't pick that up in the commentary. You changed your bat. Which over did you change it?
About the 10th, just as I started, next ball at 6 with the new bat. It's a great bat. I just felt like one of those nights where they just kept getting in the hole. So just a bit of luck, bit of a change in feeling bat. And luckily, once I got one out the middle, they seemed to put them probably a bit more under pressure. And then they started to miss, and I started to time the ball, and it was one of them. I still thought we were going to be too far, but with that short boundary, you always knew you had a chance going into that last over. I just thought, you know, keep targeting it. And then, you know, that one big over made a huge difference.
It was 34 off that over, including the no ball that you hit for 4 as well. And you looked straight away at the umpire as well.
Yeah, it's always marginal. It's nice when you get them. You know, you always want that little bit of luck as well. And I felt like it was just over. Yeah, it was needed, and to finish it with balls to spare was so pleasing.
67, I think, off your last 19 balls. Have you ever... that sort of statistic, it's incredible.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I suppose it must have been close at Chelmsford, yeah. Last year. But in terms of importance, it was always going to be a massive game, this. You know, we're both even Stevens pretty much by 1 point. So, and you look down, dead and buried at the halfway stage with 10 overs left to go. So to get over the line is a massive win for us, and to keep the momentum, that's 3 in a row now. So just so, so chuffed for the boys.
Like as well. I mean, I was looking. I think you hit 8 patio windows up there. Must have unbreakable glass.
You know, as soon as you get anywhere near, it's going for 6. But I was getting them nice and clean there. So as soon as I hit, I didn't have to sort of look where they'd gone. I knew they'd gone, and I was just so pumped up by the end of it. It felt like I was in a bit of a dream, really. But it meant nothing until that last ball went for 4, and then all the emotions sort of came out. And that's what you play cricket for, is to not just, it's not the hundreds, it's to win in the games. And to win like that with 100 was very special.
And I could see that, the clenched fist, the point towards the dressing room, clearly meant a lot.
Oh, it means a huge amount. You know, I'm desperate to help us, you know, compete well in this tournament, and to get a big win like that tonight was massive. Keep the momentum going. The boys deserved that. I actually thought we bowled pretty well, to be honest. It was probably about par. But I thought they used the home conditions well, and obviously know what they're doing here. But to get over, that's a massive win, and hopefully we can build on that again Thursday night.
It was a great innings. It was a great night. Also, in terms of the Gloucester players at the end, all come up and shook your hand. I said in the commentary, I thought that was terrific.
Yeah, I mean, I think the spirit in Canterbury is great. You know, we play each other a hell of a lot, and everyone was great. Everyone was really nice. And I know I've been on the other end of that when, you know, how disappointed it is. So for them to all to come up and really congratulate us, that was a nice touch. But it's nice to move on now with 2 points.
Final question, was that a better innings in the context of the game than your game your score at Chelmsford?
Yeah, I mean, it was a throwaway game, wasn't it? It was everything about that day was a bit of a nightmare. There was nothing on the game. We knew we couldn't get through. So it was on a personal note, was amazing feeling, but meant nothing for the side, really, other than a consolation. So tonight, to actually win when it really matters in this group stage is what you want.